from KQED.
One of California's most basic necessities is facing a hidden threat. In vast parts of the state, drinking water supplies are contaminated with nitrates from fertilizer, dairies, and leaky septic tanks. Today, we'll have the first of three stories exploring the legacy of this health hazard and why California regulators aren't doing much to address it. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca teamed up with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. She begins in one of the most nitrate-polluted counties in the state.
When Ana Vargas and her husband built their four-bedroom dream home, they chose a large plot of land in rural Tulare County. On what used to be an alfalfa field, they angled the living room and master bedroom toward a panoramic view of the Sierra Nevada.
De hecho, nosotros veníamos confiados a que al salirse del pueblo íbamos a estar más cómodos en todo sentido.
We moved here thinking if we left the city, everything would be better, more peaceful, cleaner air, cleaner water, but we found that that's not true.
Pero estamos viendo que no.
The Vargases are among a growing number of Californians whose drinking water is polluted with nitrates, colorless and odorless contaminants that can cause health problems. They're linked to blue baby syndrome, which can cut off oxygen to the organs of fetuses and infants. Some animal studies have also linked nitrates to increased cancer risk, although there's no conclusive evidence in humans. This kind of pollution is acute in the Central Valley. In fact, here in the eastern San Joaquin Valley, one out of every three domestic wells tests high for nitrates. Researchers' maps show agricultural areas with a history of heavy fertilizer use have some of the worst nitrate contamination problems. Last year, the Vargas family volunteered to get their well tested by the state. The results came in high above what the EPA considers safe for drinking water. Ana Vargas was pregnant when she moved to this house and has three other young children. They haven't suffered any notable health problems, but the family is still worried. These days, Vargas sends her children off to school every day with bottled water, which is what the family drinks at home, too. She recently stopped cooking with the water when she learned boiling nitrates can concentrate them, making them more potent. Nitrates are a salt. They're a byproduct of fertilizer, dairy farms, and leaky septic tanks. They often leach into groundwater. State records show over the last 15 years, nitrates have contaminated public drinking water sources for more than 2 million Californians in both urban and rural areas. Although cities are required to remove nitrates before they reach the tap, many communities don't have access to that kind of cleanup technology. That's true in rural Tulare County, where the Vargas family lives. Pointing to the rows of orange and olive trees that surround her property, Ana Vargas says it makes her mad farmers don't have any rules limiting how much fertilizer they can put on their land.
They have to think about who's living around the fields and who's drinking the water that's contaminated by what they feed their plants.
In 2008, California farmers applied 855,000 tons of nitrogen fertilizer to farmland across the state. Depending on the crop, scientists say plants can take up less than half that fertilizer, leaving the rest to evaporate or seep into the ground.
And what has happened is that as that fertilizer use has increased, the concentrations in the groundwater have increased.
That's Karen Burrow, a scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Sacramento. She's found that most of the nitrate concentration from fertilizer applied over the last 50 to 60 years is affecting groundwater in shallower private wells like the Vargases. But nitrates are starting to leach down further to the deeper groundwater that supplies suburbs and cities.
And so we are seeing increases deeper in the system. And the question will be, how long is it going to take to effectively fill up the bathtub with nitrate concentrations.
Problems with nitrates could get worse as California's population swells.
We're growing at a pace of about 500,000 a year. So we're looking at a population of 50 million by somewhere mid-century.
That's Ellen Hanick of the nonprofit think tank, the Public Policy Institute of California. Her research focuses on how the state will meet its water needs.
And about half of that growth is going to be in the inland areas, including San Joaquin Valley, Inland Empire, and Sacramento Valley, all places that rely heavily on groundwater.
Places that have some of the most nitrate-polluted groundwater in the state. So far, regulators haven't done much to force farmers and industry to clean up nitrates. State and regional water boards almost never issue fines or shut down farms and dairies found responsible for nitrate pollution. State water regulators say nitrates are not as urgent a priority as other contaminants that cause severe health effects, like perchlorate or dry cleaning chemicals. Darren Polhemus heads the Water Quality Division of the State Water Board.
On the scale of things we deal with, while nitrates is certainly a concern and we're managing for it, you know, I don't rank it high up there on something that makes me stay awake at night.
But that's no comfort to Ana Vargas. Knowing her well is contaminated means her family has to rely on bottled water because they can't trust one of the most basic necessities, the water from their tap. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Tulare County.
Monday, our series on nitrates continues with a visit to the Salinas Valley. We'll hear from farmers working to reduce how much fertilizer they use. To see a video showing how nitrates move from the fields to the faucet, follow the link on our website, californiareport.org.